We're speaking with Florence from Winterthur, Switzerland. Florence has two children in Hellendrone English. Is that correct?
Yes, that's correct.
Okay, what are their names?
He's 5 years old and 1 2.5 years old.
5 and 2.5. And what is the five-year-old's name? Is it a girl or a boy?
It's a boy. His name is Erwan.
Erwan, okay, very nice. And the 2.5-year-old?
So his name is Anthony. He's 3 years in March, so he's a little bit more than 2.5 years.
Very nice. And what programs are they in right now?
So Erwan, the 5-year-old, is in a More Jump with Joey.
Uh-huh.
And Anthony, the younger one, is in a Fun with Floop.
Very nice. Are you happy with Hellendrone English?
Yes, we like it a lot. It's been now 2.5 years that my older son has asked to learn English.
Mm-hmm.
And therefore, I selected this course because we are very lucky that we live in a city where there is a school for this. And I then, of course, when I had the second boy when I brought my first boy to the classes, the second boy, when he was around 2 years old, asked to also go to a class.
So he saw his brother was enjoying it so much, he decided he wanted to learn English too?
That's exactly it. He wanted to also watch a little cartoon and also play in a class. And he wanted to copy his brother, which for me was perfect because I didn't have to convince him. So that was a very good thing that my first son enjoyed the classes so much. Enjoyed the little cartoons at home, the music, the CDs. And for me, it was really easy then. The second one is just following, like if it's all about playing and a game to learn a language.
That's a great way to learn a language, isn't it?
Yes, it's a very playful way. For them, it's not even about learning. It's just about playing. And they're learning a huge amount of vocabulary.
Mm-hmm.
And also what is really incredible is that they are learning to the grammar without realizing it. So yesterday, for example, my son was looking for a toy in the whole house and he couldn't find it. And then when he found it, he came to us and we are both French-speaking parents. We only speak French at home.
Ah, wonderful.
He came to us and he said, "I have found my toy." And I thought this is a perfect use of the past tense. And it's just incredible. It's not when we learn English when we are 11 or 12 year old in school in any countries to learn the past tense is difficult. Everybody speak with the present tense at the beginning, and here is my 5 year old who use the perfect past tense, and I thought, why is he speaking English to us? And he enjoys it so much that sometimes he speaks English to us.
So they're picking it up naturally and easily. It sounds like.
Yes, they're picking it up with a perfect accent, with the perfect grammar, without realizing that there is a lot of effort behind it that they are not feeling, because all they are doing is playing for them, from their mind and their little world in their head.
You know, there's a lot of competition in your area, including private tutors. There are other English classes for children. Why did you choose Hellendrone, and how do you think it's different from other English classes?
So first of all, I heard about this concept and this school whilst I was myself going to a school in the evening to learn German.
Ah.
And in the class, there was a lady student who was an Hellendrone teacher. So she was trying to improve her German capability by going into these evening classes.
Hi.
But she was an English Hellendrone teacher in Dietlikon, which is a city about 10 kilometers from Winterthur, where we live.
Mm-hmm.
And she told me all about it. And I was very impressed by the methodology and the concept. And of course, I read about it. At that time, my son was only 2.5, my first son.
Mm-hmm.
And I read about it on Wikipedia, on the internet. I read about the similarity between the method, which was developed from a Japanese method for learning the violin.
That's correct, Suzuki. Mm-hmm.
Exactly. And I thought, this is really interesting. And then I read how expanded the school was around the world. And I thought, this is an incredible thing that they have created.
Wow,
and
so I want
to try. And then before I even tried, I talked a little bit to my son about it, I must say. And then a few weeks later, a child went into my son was in daycare at the time. He was almost three. Mm-hmm. And a child came into the daycare from the United Kingdom. The parents were Indian and were speaking English with their son. And also some Indian language, I guess. Mm-hmm. And that boy then got very friendly with my son, but could only speak English with him because he had not learned German yet. He had just arrived in Switzerland. He didn't know any German. And my son could not communicate with him because he didn't know English. And that evening he came home. That's the first day that he met this boy. He came home and he said, "Mom, I want to learn English." And he was 3 years old.
Wow, 3 years old, and he understood the importance of being able to communicate in his friend's native tongue.
Exactly. And he said, "I want to learn English." And I said, "Why?" And he said, "Because there is a boy in my daycare who speaks English and I don't speak English. And I need to speak so that I can play with him." And I was, "Wow, this is interesting." And then I remembered that I had this friend who had talked to me about the school. This was only a month or two before that she had mentioned the school to me. And obviously this connected in my head. And I straight away looked a little bit more into it. I looked on the internet and made some phone calls. And then I realized there was a school in our city. And I thought, this is incredible, the luck we have.
Yes,
and I didn't think twice about it. I just straight away I called and I said, "I need to register my son."
Thank you very much, Florence. I really appreciate it and have a wonderful weekend.
Thank you. Bye-bye. You too.